Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, storms, natural disasters, they're rarely ever scheduled, right? They just come, and they come into a region, they come into an area, a city, and oftentimes they wreak havoc. You know, you got blizzards and hurricanes and hailstorms and floods. Well, you know, today's program is going to be dedicated to some of the most awesome work that's being done today during natural disasters, and it's being done by Operation Blessing. You know, when people are suffering and all they did was go to bed that night and they woke up to some sort of disaster, like I said, it was a hurricane or a flood, just to know that there is help on the way, that there's someone there to help you. And today we're going to be talking about Operation Blessing. We have an interview with the Deputy Director, Raymond McGregor, who's actually on the ground in Louisiana. Not too long ago, we had some rain that came into the area, and it rained so much in Louisiana that there was over 11,000 homes that were flooded. And so you're probably actually seeing right now some of the things that took place. But when this flood came in, you know, the water just kept rising and rising and rising. And in their homes, water levels started coming up. And as those water levels started coming up higher, then you have sheetrock that gets wet. And then you've got things off of the floor that begin to start floating. And then you have soaking, sopping, wet carpet. And before you know it, you have a mess because it just has to just come on out. And the thing about wet and the thing about mold and the thing about, you know, the water is that it's so destructive. And oftentimes people don't have the resources or really the manpower to be able to quickly get in there and start ripping out the sheetrock and ripping out the insulation. Those are things you have to do. Because once mold sets in, then people can become very sick, and it's just a really bad situation. Well, Operation is a ministry that comes right on hand to help people out in their most critical hour of need. And what you're looking at are just footage of just where water levels were increasing and what, you know, type of damage people were actually experiencing. Well, Operation comes in. They provide resources. They provide manpower, they organize volunteers, and they mobilize them into an area to help people that are suffering. And they're doing it all in the name of Christ. I remember myself during Hurricane Katrina going down to New Orleans with Operation Blessing under the leadership of Jody and Dan and the whole team there. And we partnered, VFNT, we partnered with them and some of the just volunteers in helping so many people. And that's really what it's about. You know, a lot of times we want to, you know, preach the gospel, and we're going to do that. But Francis of Assisi said this: preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words. And sometimes a cold glass of water, some labor, some help, speaks volumes for us. I want you to listen and watch Sandra Myers. She shares a testimony about what happened in Louisiana, and in particular, what happened to her home. Watch this.
And I own this property. Well, we lived here after we lost our home in Katrina. We have moved her from New Orleans all the time after my dad passed away because she, you know, she always flooded and stuff. And we really didn't realize that we were going to have this much water. Okay, we've lost all our appliances, all personal items. The help I received has been fantastic. It's been a God's blessing for everybody who's been here to help us remove and demolish and take out stuff for us and do the things we need to do. We have been working at this now for over a week. They're tearing out sheetrock for us. They're moving the wet furniture and all the personal items that we had already bagged up and moved to the outside of the house so the house wouldn't smell so bad. And they have done all of that for us, swept floors and done everything for us, you know. And so and my husband's very appreciative. He's a Vietnam vet, and he just cannot do that again, you know. But they have been a blessing for us. They have done the work. They've swept the floors. They've done sheetrock and, like I said, done all the appliances and everything for us. Be kind to your neighbors. Do what you have to do to help other people. No matter how hard it is or how much it takes or whatever, do what you have to do to help your neighbors. For Operation Blessings, I would like to thank y'all so very, very much for all the help y'all have given us and to help us do the things that we need to do that we are unable to do.
Isn't that precious? Be kind, she says. And Operation Blessing lived up to their name. They were a tremendous, tremendous blessing. Wow, we have a special program for you today and a special interview with Raymond McGregor. He is the Deputy Director for Operation Blessing, and he's going to be sharing with us what has happened in Robert, Louisiana. As you know, we've had a whole bunch of rain that's come through the area over the last couple of weeks, and ultimately, I believe that weather pattern affected even Pensacola with tornado. But before it got to Pensacola, there was torrential rain in Louisiana, which caused massive floods. And so Operation has boots on the ground, if you will, and they have a headquarters there at Robert, Louisiana, and they're really helping to just touch so many people's lives. I have Robert with us right now, and we want to just ask him some questions and find out what's happening in Louisiana. Hey, Raymond, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. We're so just pleased and happy and just thrilled that Operation Blessing is in Louisiana. You guys do amazing work. We're thankful for Jody and Dan and their leadership, and you guys have been such a tremendous blessing. But can you tell our audience what is happening in Robert, Louisiana? I know you're inside of a house there. What's going on?
Well, Robert, Louisiana is one of the areas across Louisiana that has been impacted. And they have received flooding here that is more than they've ever received before. The house that I'm standing in is owned by a really sweet 92-year-old lady named Miss Connie. And her home has never flooded, and she's lived here for 30 years. And this time, her home received 2 feet of water. And so our volunteers have come in to try to help do that cleanup process.
Wow, that is really amazing. For our audience who may not be familiar with Operation Blessing, can you tell us really what exactly does Operation Blessing do?
Well, Operation Blessing is actually part of the 700 Club and CBN, and we were started in 1978. Our goal is to relieve human suffering, and we have bases in 23 other countries, and we do everything from digging water wells to fish farms, water purification, cleft lip palate surgeries, and then disaster relief overseas and also here in the United States. And the team that I'm a part of, we're responsible for the United States disaster relief. And so, you know, when this area was impacted, we really wanted to come out to help support some of our longtime partners and friends since even the Katrina days.
Wow, well, that is amazing. Speaking of the Katrina days, we are very familiar with your ministry and what you guys do there, Operation Blessing, because we had the opportunity to partner with Operation Blessing and with Jody and Dan during Katrina. Took just a big-sized delegation there to help out, and we had a great time. I won't mention, you know, the beignets we had at Café du Monde, Dan. I won't mention that, but at the end of a hard day's work, we got together and fellowshiped, and we're thankful that we were able to help so many people. Tell us about how many people were impacted in Louisiana. How many homes? I think there's a number of like 11,000. Is that right?
That's right. This started as just really the rains and the torrential downpour, and it began to overwhelm the levee systems. And so we were monitoring it. We flew in to find out where we could help, and then, you know, it just continued to get worse and worse, and then it took days for the water to recede. And so the last report that I've heard was 11,000 homes across all of Louisiana have been affected. And in this parish alone that we're working in Tangipahoa Parish, there's been 2,000 homes affected. So the residents are definitely in need here, and it's such a long recovery process.
Wow. You know, natural disasters, whether it be snowstorm, blizzards, hail, rain, they're very seldom scheduled, right? And so when they happen, most people are shocked and they don't know what to do. Tell us about how people are responding to the help, because they woke up, I'm sure many of them, the next morning with water in their house, sheetrock that was wet, carpet that was sopping, and items floating in their home. So What does that look like? Because I think sometimes we don't have a grid for that.
You know, you're so right. Sometimes when a hurricane or something is going to come in, you have a few days to prepare. This, obviously, they knew storms were coming through, but none of them expected it to be to this level. And so a lot of them just went to sleep like they would every other night. And we've heard so many stories of people waking up in the middle of the night needing to be rescued by boat, you know, and the first responders coming out to do those rescues. And it's really just overwhelming and surprising. And we've run across residents that, you know, they have no idea what steps to take. And so that's why Operation Blessing is here. We're helping them to, you know, take these initial steps to do the cleanup, to get their drywall and the sheetrock out so that the home can begin to dry, so that the damage doesn't even get worse. Because the longer it's left, the worse it gets as far as the mold and, you know, soggy carpets and all that kind of a thing. So we're just trying to do our best to help these homeowners take one step at a time.
Wow, we are so appreciative of the work that you guys are doing. I mean, imagine, just like you said, it's not scheduled. Typically, there could be a lack of finances to repair, but what do you do? Because you can have all the resources in the world. If you don't have the manpower, and because it's of the essence, that water gets in the sheetrock and in insulation, and before you know it, you have mold everywhere, and people are getting sick. Tell us about the volunteers and what you guys are doing on a day-to-day basis.
How we are so thankful for our volunteers that come out. Every time that we go out on a disaster, I'm so impressed by people that would come and sacrifice of their own time. They take time off of work. They take their spring break or whatever kind of sacrifices that they make to be here to help people that they don't even know. And I'm always so impressed by those people. And so we've had people from around this community, but people coming from Arkansas and from Chicago and from all around to help and to pour in. And it's so needed now because it's such a widespread disaster. You know, people that would normally volunteer, they're doing that, but we need extra people to come in to help. And so I'm really thankful for the volunteers that we have had to come out and help, and we certainly would welcome more to come as well.
Wow, that's amazing, Raymond. I know that when Pensacola, we had floods. I mean, it was within hours that Operation Blessing showed up with a command center. How fast does Operation Blessing try to respond to a natural disaster when they decide, hey, we're going to go in?
Absolutely. When there's a natural disaster, Operation Blessing is monitoring even before it happens. And when that happens, we do our best to be on the ground within 12 to 24 hours to just really try to make sure that we connect. We want to connect with the local pastors and the local emergency management because we know that they know the needs of their community a lot better than we do as outsiders. And so when we come into an area, we make those connections and we ask them, what is your greatest need and how can we help you meet that need? Because we have tons of resources, but we want to find out what exactly is their greatest need and bring in those kinds of resources to begin to meet those needs.
That's amazing, Raymond. We saw firsthand during Hurricane Katrina that all different type of organizations show up, but what's exceptional and just special about Operation Blessing and Samaritan's Purse for that matter, because you guys work, you know, hand in hand with them, is that you're coming in the name of Christ. You're coming in the name of Jesus, meeting practical needs. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, whenever we meet our volunteers in the morning, we try to emphasize to them that, yes, we are here to do that physical aspect of serving. Yes, we want to get out the sheetrock and do that work and help these homeowners in that way. But we're here for more than that. We're here as a ministry of presence. And one of the greatest compliments you can pay anybody, but especially in times of disaster, is to listen to their story. And so our volunteers are coming out, and they are talking with the residents, loving them, and praying with them, and showing the love of God in a tangible way. And we're so honored to have that opportunity. And especially in times of darkness, then the light shines really brightly.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm reminded of what Francis of Assisi said. He said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words. And you guys are just preaching the gospel, preaching hope, and pointing people towards Jesus. You know, sometimes we just need to give folks some practical help in their time of need. And they realize, this is God. God's blessing me. And I've seen it over and over again, I'm sure you have as well, that hearts are melted. Would you talk to our audience in terms of how they could partner with Operation Blessing and be a part, whether it be through volunteering or even financial contributions? What can they do?
Well, we're so thankful for the support that we receive from people all across the world. And when disasters like this happen, you know, it's so important for people to respond and to help. And so many people come out and they volunteer, and we welcome that. We need that, absolutely. And then other people, they support us financially, and they're able to give, you know, so that we have the resources to continue to provide help to precious families just like Ms. Connie here. And then, but the thing that we need the most is prayer. When we come into an area like this, there's so many different attacks. There's so many situations that we're walking into, and we are so thankful for people that would lift us up before the Lord, because, you know, we don't want to be arrogant and think that we know how to do things and to move forward. We want to be sensitive to the Lord's leading. We want to connect with the pastors that the Lord wants us to connect with, and we want to get help to the people who really need it. So we're so, so grateful for the support that we have.
Wow, Raymond. Well, thank you so much. A special thanks to Jody and Dan and the whole leadership team there. And, of course, you know, Pat Robinson, who founded 700 Club. What an amazing blessing Operation Blessing has been to the nations of the world and, of course, to the United States. We will definitely lift you up in prayer. And, of course, we will make all your information available on this program. What website should we direct everyone to?
We'd love for anyone who is wanting to be a part to visit ob.org, and they could get signed up to be a volunteer there. They could find out what our needs are and help us financially there as well. And then, of course, see what's going on. Meet families that are being helped and lift them up in prayer. You know, a lot of these people here are resilient, just like Ms. Connie. She's 92, and I'm just taken back by how full of life she is, and how she's right in with the volunteers helping to clean things up and gutter home and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, yesterday we stepped out on the porch and I was just talking with her, and I said, "Miss Connie, is there anything I can pray with you about?" And she said, "Just pray that I make it through." And I know that she will, and the Lord's going to walk through it with her. But, you know, these residents definitely need your prayers right now.
Well, Raymond, thank you so much for what you and your team are doing, and we're going to continue to hold you up in prayer. My goodness, what a special time with Raymond and Operation Blessing. Listen, Jesus said, "Whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you have done to me." Let's do our part and continue to hold up Operation Blessing and all of those that are affected by natural disasters and weather patterns.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.